Ready to go back in time. Today, we're diving into a real classic, Starcade. Remember that game show? Contestants, arcade games, pure 80s energy.
Oh, yeah. Starcade, it was huge GE, especially back then. It wasn't just a game show. It was like, I think esports, before esports were a thing. Seeing those arcade graphics on a home TV back then, it was mind-blowing.
Totally. Nowadays, it's easy to forget how groundbreaking that was. I mean, imagine trying to get arcade quality on those old clunky TVs. Those were the days.
Seriously, the technology, the refresh rates, scan converters, all that stuff. Most people didn't even know those things existed. Getting it to work on TV was a feat. The show's creators were pioneers, no doubt.
And speaking of pioneers, let's talk about Starcade's host, Jeff Edwards. Musician, Air Force veteran, stationed in Okinawa, no less, then a radio DJ news reporter. The man did it all. You wouldn't think that'd lead to hosting a game show, but...
Right. It's wild. But looking back, you can see how each experience shaped him perfectly for Starcade. Radio gave him that natural charm, quick wit, and being a reporter meant he could think on his feet, handle anything.
He was dedicated, too. I mean, the guy memorized entire gaming magazines just to give contestants tips during the show.
True. Even on games he'd never seen, he'd be giving insights, strategies. He got the games, but more importantly, he got the players, that arcade energy. He just connected with people, you know? And
yeah.
This. He was actually at the Dallas Police Department when Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, seriously? No, that's a story. Maybe we'll get to that later. But back to Starcade. You know what's surprising? Edwards says the Starcade studio audience was actually pretty small. You'd figure, big show like that, they'd pack the place.
Right. Standing room only, you'd think. But Edwards, he liked it that way. Smaller audience, more intimate. He could really connect with the contestants.
Yeah, you could feel that. It felt genuine. And he wasn't afraid to have a little fun with them, even if it meant some playful teasing.
Totally. There's that classic episode, Dusty and Boots. Those two kids trying to explain their strategy. Edwards is barely holding it together. You can hear the laughter in his voice.
It's those moments, those genuine connections that made Starcade special. It wasn't just about the games. It was the shared experience. But, and this is a shame, Edwards says he never got all the money he was owed from Starcade.
That's rough. Sadly, not uncommon, especially back then. Apparently the producers, Jim and Mavis, kinda, cut him out of the profits. A good reminder that the pioneers, the ones who take the risks, don't always get what they deserve.
It's a shame, for sure. You'd hope someone with his talent would be recognized. But hey, maybe that's why he stayed so down to earth. He loved gaming, plain and simple, and it showed.
Absolutely. And that passion, it didn't end with Starcade. He actually went on to become a travel writer. All started with a chance encounter on a cruise ship, which, knowing Edwards, probably involved some ridiculous situation.
Oh, I bet. His blog is full of these crazy stories. Like he wrote about this cruise ship hitting a reef, super dangerous.
Sounds about right. The man was a magnet for the unexpected.
And always found the humor in it.
Yeah.
He said the captain's response was outrageous.
Yeah.
Knowing Edwards, that could mean anything. And the stories go on and on. A disorienting trip on the Orient Express, almost wiped out by a rogue wave. The guy's been everywhere, always finding the humor in things. Makes you wonder if Starcade, all that creativity, those games, maybe it sparked his adventurous side.
It could be. Those early arcades were all about new worlds, pushing limits. Maybe it planted a seed.
And you know, Starcade still resonates today. Look at retro gaming. It's huge. Conventions, online communities. That nostalgia is real, and Starcade captures it perfectly.
Totally. Starcade was more than a show. It was a moment, the energy of something brand new. And it makes you wonder, what would a modern-day Starcade even look like?
Right. Forget Pac-Man. Now it's esports, Twitch, VR. Could Edwards, with his style, even fit in that world?
Good question. It's hard to imagine him navigating Twitch chat, right? But then again, that love of gaming, connecting with people, those never get old.
True. And maybe that's the core of it. Technology
yeah.
changes, but the heart of gaming, the competition, the discovery, that shared experience,
yeah,
that's timeless.
Well said. So here's a thought. In a world of crazy graphics and competition, is there still space for the simple joy of gaming? Let us know what you think.